10 years ago, support for independence was at 23%. 5 years ago, 45%. Now, in that gold standard measure of public opinion, support for independence stands at 52%. As we know, it is even higher amongst young people. So it is tempting sometimes to assume an inevitability about independence, that the arc of history is moving firmly in its direction. I hope and believe that will turn out to be true. But we would be wrong, utterly wrong, to take it for granted. Our job is to make the case and win the argument. That means not just talking to ourselves, but reaching out to others not yet persuaded. I remember in the 2014 campaign, speaking at a public meeting in Leith. It was jam-packed, so busy, in fact, that the organisers asked those who had already decided to vote yes to leave, so that those still undecided could hear the arguments. That is the approach I want us to take now, though for the avoidance of doubt, I am not asking you to get up and leave. But I do want us to resolve today that from here on we will speak less to each other and more to those outside our ranks. I know that some watching at home right now will never be persuaded to vote yes. You oppose independence as strongly and from as much principle as we support it. I respect that. That is democracy. And please remember, whatever happens in future, Scotland belongs to you as much as it does to us. Scotland belongs to all of us. And for those who want to be convinced but still have questions and doubts, it is our job to persuade, reassure and inspire. Conference, one of the